to episode 3 of Two Geeks M2C, Movies to Comics. And I'm Kevin.
And I'm Simon.
What do you think, Simon? Back again?
Yeah, we're back again. I still think we watched too many movies on these breaks.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you on some level.
Oh, what do you got in store for us this week, Kev?
Well, we got a few recent hits and a few classics and a graphic novel pick and... Oh, lots of fun stuff.
Can't wait. Yeah. Maybe we should start soon.
All right. Well, the first movie on our list is a chick flick, and that's 27 Dresses, starring Katherine Hagel and Cyclops.
Cyclops?
Yeah, I know that actor that played Cyclops, James Marsden.
Oh, God, you remember his name.
Yeah. I knew I'd seen him somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah.
He was in that, that Voyeur movie, Superman Returns.
Oh, what a great movie that was.
Oh, yeah, that was a classic.
Can't wait to see that again with the extra scenes added.
Oh, yeah, I watched the deleted scenes right away.
I know, can't wait. Can't wait to borrow that and rush home with my popcorn.
Oh, yeah. All right, well.
With the white cheddar.
All right. What'd you think? 27 Dresses.
You know what? I was expecting pain, torment, and I was quite, gotta say, I enjoyed this film.
You know what? I agree. I was expecting... Another god-awful chick flick, like last one, P.S. I Love You, which is basically P.S. I Hated the movie. But I like 27 Dresses, and I think a lot of it is Katherine Hagel. She has a lot of charm, a lot of presence.
I'll give you a thing. Yeah, I think she carries the movie quite well. I thought James Marsden just there what he is. He's just there to look at. That's about it.
His name is Kevin, so I had no problem with it.
Well, there you go. And Katherine Hagel's not hurt my eyes.
Not at all. Not at all. Plot is basically, you know, always a bridesmaid.
Never a bride?
Many times over. Never a bride.
I thought the one scene when she puts on all of her 27 bridesmaid dresses was kind of fun.
That was cute.
And after that, I thought the movie was just okay. It seemed to fall a little bit flat, going up and down. It didn't really go anywhere. But like I said, it was enjoyable because of her.
And then her sister was played by that actress with the man's name that was in The Heartbreak Kid.
Leslie Mann? Oh, I know who you're talking about for The Heartbreak Kid. That was an awful movie,
yeah,
by the way.
That was terrible. Ben Stiller.
I can't remember her name. Yeah, what happened to Ben Stiller? He used to have a career.
No, he still has a career, but it's just not what it was.
Night at the Museum, too. You can't tell me you're waiting for that one.
Oh, hey, come on. Classic stuff.
Yeah, Owen Wilson.
Any movie that had my favorite actor, Penis Van Lesbian, in it, then I'm okay.
Who's Penis Van Lesbian in?
Oh, Dick Van Dyke.
Oh!
And Mickey Rooney, and you know that dude who was in. No, I don't know who the other guy was. I was gonna say that the fourth Ghostbuster, but
no, that's not him. No, that's not Ernie Hudson. I know that for a fact.
Anyway, 27 Dresses was cute. I'd give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, it's quality. Enjoyed it.
You know, if your girlfriend or your spouse or whatever drags you to that one, then you know you'll probably find it's okay.
It's tolerable. It's watchable. Nothing really to say
or
about it.
Or if you are the girlfriend or spouse, then your husband will probably think it's okay as well.
Absolutely.
So he'll suffer through it.
Speaking of suffering, what did you think of our next movie, Kevin?
Suffering. Suffering Succotash, man. This movie, In the Name of the King, with Burt Reynolds and Jason Statham. And
Matthew Lillard.
Lily Sobieski. Oh, Matthew Lillard.
Don't forget the best acting performance I've ever seen from Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta as the mobster wizard. Piece of crap is too nice.
I thought it was just, it should have been up for Oscar awards.
Oh, it's definitely due for a Razzie or two.
I think it was one of the worst, it is the worst movie I've seen all year so far.
Yeah, painful. I thought it was like a 5-hour epic and really it was only about 90 minutes long and every minute was painful.
I think I fell asleep one point. Somebody woke me up. It was so bad. Really? I was watching Shaggy Doo. The whole movie, that's all was going through my head. And Burt Reynolds, I thought was an old episode.
Hey, Scoob. I'm going to kill the king.
It was awful. I thought Burt Reynolds was doing an old six-pack movie. The remake.
Oh, man. Smokey and the Bandit.
And if Lily Sobieski looks any more like Helen Hunt, I think Mad About You is going to be returning to the air.
Mad About You 2020.
Yeah, he's just awful, people. Never, ever, ever let anybody make you watch this film.
Okay, yeah. Just if you see it on the shelf, run.
No, no, it's in the shelf. Take it and burn it.
It's no Cloverfield. But, you know, hey, stay away from it.
I think that should be people's double bills at the drive-in. Cloverfield, it's the name of the king. Think about the popcorn sales you would have.
Oh, man. The bathroom would be extra cleaning. all right. Reversal. Michael Clayton.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect this movie in the first 20 minutes. I thought it was kind of nice the way they sort of went backwards, which is the people I know that watched the DVD extras first and watched the movies will probably like this one because they did exactly that to you. Mm-hmm. They showed you the end to go to the beginning. Mm-hmm. Did you feel that?
Well, I watched the movie and yeah, I like that use of time.
I thought it was a quality use of time. I thought it was something different for a change.
Yeah. And George Clooney, excellent performance.
When's he bad?
That's true. I mean, well, he's never really bad, but sometimes the movies that he picks aren't that great.
Are you speaking of the Ocean movies or The Good German?
No, I'm thinking of, like, that movie he did with Catherine Zeta-Jones where they were divorce lawyers. And
I know the movie you're talking about. I can't say I've seen that one.
I don't remember it either. For some reason, I'm thinking it's a Coen Brothers film.
I don't think so. Could be. Well, speaking of Michael Clayton, I thought his movie was excellent.
Start to finish, it was excellent. I actually watched it on the plane going to San Francisco a few weeks ago, and wow, the flight flew by.
Just a phenomenal. I thought Tilda Swinton still impressed me as an actress.
Yeah, Oscar worthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I really in my pool. I picked her. I enjoyed her in Hellraiser. I enjoyed her in
Hellraiser.
Hellblazer.
Constantine.
Constantine. Oh, yeah. Same movie, just different title. And I liked her in Broken Flowers when she was in for 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any of other movies, but I'm sure she's excellent. She's British, I hear, on the sort of B-movie circuit over there, and some become A-list all of a sudden.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed this film. She is an interesting character, and someone who's definitely corporate culture, and will do what she needs to get what she needs done.
Do you feel they just pulled up the Enron scandal and decided to go with that, or a little bit of Aaron Brockovich?
A little bit of Aaron, a little bit of Enron, a little bit of whatever they could throw in to make it interesting. But I liked it. And the ending was very interesting.
I thought it was a great ending. I think we're missing some character we should discuss this movie. What did you think of Tom Watson?
Tom
Wilkinson. Tom Wilkinson. What did you think of him? I thought he was excellent.
I thought he was good. Yeah. I don't need to see him naked, but not that I do. But he started to get naked.
He did, but I felt bad for him. Speaking of the Oscars, since we're going back, that if it wasn't for Javier Bardem, No Country for Old Men, which I've also stated, I don't think I will see a better movie in a long time than that. That he should have would have been my second choice.
Yeah. Okay. I liked Javier, but I didn't think his performance was Oscar caliber.
Again, you like Cloverfield.
Yeah, I did.
Uh huh.
So everybody out there is going, yeah, we love Cloverfield too. Baron Simon's off.
We'll see. Michael Clayton, again, excellent movie.
Yeah, great movie. And if you get a chance, see this one for sure.
Good storytelling.
It's out on DVD, and there's no excuse.
How are the extras?
I haven't watched it on DVD. I watched it on the plane.
Well, we know when you get it, you'll watch the extras and get back to us.
I don't think there are any extras on the DVD release. So.
And speaking of weird, obscure theatrical releases, I want to discuss Across the Universe. What did you think?
Well, I mean, this is basically Julie Taymor's musical with the Beatles. It's like set in the 60s. It's characters who have names from Beatles songs who interact and sing, break into song on occasion, and it's all Beatles music. So I thought it was okay.
Wow, I mean, you're a huge Beatles fan, let's be honest here.
I'm huge, and I'm a fan of Beatles music. So, yeah, I thought, you know, it was well, the songs were well done. It was cute, you know, the characters were likable. Some of it was, like, hit you over the head and hit you over the head again with some of the morals and whatever else and Vietnam War stuff. And, you know, but, like, at this point, it's 2008. I think we got the point that the Vietnam War was not good.
I just want a couple scenes. What did you think of Bono?
Bono was okay. Dr. Robert in the film.
That's probably my favorite part in the movie. That or Strawberry Fields. I thought was really well done.
Yeah.
But I thought We're Going to Start a Revolution was just so, you could see it coming an hour ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of like, and what did you think of Evan Rachel Wood? Do you think she can hold a movie?
You know, talking about bad character names. That was the female lead.
That's the female lead, yes.
She was cute. I don't know if she could hold the lead, but she definitely he could. The male actor, the guy, he looked like a beetle.
I did. I thought Jim Sturgess did actually a better job than Evan Rachel Wood, which he's the female lead in this movie. And I'm actually looking forward to seeing some other things, see what he can do.
Yeah.
I thought Julie Caramore's use of colors was phenomenal in this movie. It just breathed colors.
Yeah, I mean, Julie Taymor's films always look good. And I'm trying to think of her other films. She did Titus, which is a brutal film, but really well put together. And she did something else. She did, like, The Lion King on Broadway and
that's
a few
her.
Other things.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
What? I don't know, coming out of this movie, I was kind of like, I thought I was watching a 2-hour music video.
Yeah, I'd go with that. And, you know, Bono being there made perfect sense.
But I wanted to hit the off button.
Really?
Like, just stop. Can we take a break? I've had enough music videos. I didn't feel like I was 12 anymore, and I was sitting in my basement watching 80s music videos over and over again. I didn't care about how
I remember those days. I wish it was 1984. Girls on Film.
I'd have to give this a thumbs down. I'm just bored.
Okay. I'm going to give it a marginal thumbs up because the music's good and the characters are likable enough. But it's a once-over. You don't want to see this ever again.
Are DVD extras on this one, folks?
Well, I saw it in the theater, so I can't have seen any of the DVD extras.
I forget sometimes where you see these. It is
out on DVD right now.
Maybe one day we should see a movie together.
Maybe. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Next one on our list is Rendition. What do you think of this one?
Boring. Absolutely, yeah. Utterly boring from beginning, middle, and end.
Really? No, I thought it was interesting on the rights of American citizens. And, you know, basically, an Egyptian fellow is arrested and accused of being associated with a terrorist who blew up a bomb in North Africa. And he's married to Reese Witherspoon, and thank you. And the guy that's running the station in North Africa is—I
can't remember. I remember Meryl Streep was in.
Freaking evil in this movie.
I thought she was excellent. I was like,
yeah,
her.
I thought that was.
I can't remember the guy
good.
Running the station. I saw this a long time before you did.
I know. You know, I know his name, and he's got a sister who was in that movie. Jake Gyllenhaal.
He's okay.
He was good, I thought. The film was okay. I mean, it wasn't great. It was, but it wasn't uninteresting. It did have a point about, basically, rendition refers to a U.S. state term that, under extraordinary circumstances, they can take any American citizen considered associated with terrorism and just arrest them without identifying just cause.
I know, but I just
and
didn't...
export them.
Yeah, I just didn't care. Again, it was like Cross the Universe. I just got so bored with this movie going, do something.
Yeah, I agree.
Talk.
If you like political thrillers, it's okay.
Go read Michael Clayton if you like political thrillers.
Well, it's not in the same class as Michael Clayton.
Charlie Wilson's War?
I'd say it's similar, but not as amusing as Charlie Wilson's War.
Well, all the Iraq movies have stunk.
Yeah.
Kingdom I thought was horrible.
Didn't see it.
Lions for Lambs.
Didn't see it.
Just all boring. I think they need to move off this topic. Okay. Of the Iraq War and just terrorism and just bring
How
me
about
back.
They just end the Iraq War?
That might be an odd thing, but that's not up to me to do.
All right. Before we get into our next batch of films, you posed a question to me about trailers.
Yeah, do you like them?
I like trailers. I do. I watch them. I look forward to them. I want to get excited about a film.
So do I, but I find on TV that just watching them every hour, on the hour, or whatever, I lose interest in the movie.
Really? Have you ever seen a trailer that made you want to go see the film?
No, not in years.
Really? Like, Iron Man makes me want to go see Iron Man.
See, I would see Iron Man automatically. I don't need a trailer to make me go see that movie.
It gets me excited. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, that got me excited that Indy was back.
I'm excited just reading. They were filming a scene of Indy. It was was starting and they were writing the script. Like, I don't need a trailer to make me go see a movie.
I was excited with the Star Trek trailer. The film was supposed to come out at Christmas. I think in an earlier episode I mentioned that. Now it's delayed to the following spring because with the writer's strike, they didn't have enough films in the can or something for the next year. So they're going to make it a big summer release. So.
Well, we'll see. Like I said, I like trailers. I watch them once, and then I try to avoid them, actually. But then you're going to ask, go to the theater to watch the trailers? Absolutely, because I'm there.
Yeah, I mean, all right, let's say you're going to a movie. Do you make sure you're there in enough time to see all of the trailers? Or
I'm weird. See, I like...
you're weird.
I usually buy my popcorn before the trailer starts. Yeah. Since I get a free bag when I finish the first bag, my whole goal is to finish that first bag of popcorn partway through the trailers, go get my popcorn, so I'm ready for the movie.
What size popcorn are you getting?
A big, large one, so I have something to share.
You have 2 bags of popcorn in a movie?
Absolutely.
Dude, I have 1 and I'm in pain. I go home and, you know, anyway, sorry, I don't want to share my gastrointestinal problems, but that 1 bag of popcorn is adequate.
Oh man, come on. I gotta have
something
cheddar,
about the corn.
Sour cream.
I know, we went into that and the god awful penis vomit-inducing
ketchup
flavor. Oh.
Maybe they can make bubblegum flavor for you, Kevin. Maybe that'll be different. Bubblegum popcorn.
Cinnamon popcorn. What do we add in?
So the trailers are a must for you.
Mustard popcorn. I'm there for the trailers in advance.
You see a movie from Disney, I'll use Disney as an example. Let's say Harry Potter or Pixar, and all you get is 10 minutes of family trailers.
I don't care.
So you'll sit there and watch Roscoe Jenkins come home.
Yeah,
and
basically I'm like, I don't want to see that. I'll see that. Who gives a crap about this? You know, I'm excited. I'll see that. Lean over whoever I'm seeing a movie with, crack a few jokes. You know, it works out.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't just roll your eyes when they show you Ice Age 14 or Land Before Time 14?
No, I don't care. Now, first off, I don't have any small kids, so I don't go to kids' movies very often.
But what about if they show you now coming on home video this week?
Well, those tend to be on DVDs.
No, they have them in theaters.
Maybe at your AMC, but not at the theaters I go to.
Well, I see them advertising on old cars, and soft drinks, Reebok running shoes.
Yeah,
cameras.
I don't like the commercials, no.
To me, I'm already bored by that point by the time they get to the trailers. And the first trailer doesn't hit me, I've already started having a nap.
All right, so you watch them, but you're not a big fan. They're just something to eat popcorn through before you get a refill.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, I enjoy the entire movie experience, from commercials to trailers to whatever. So once I have my popcorn, I'm in the seat, and I'm not moving again until it's done.
Well, how about in 30 Days a Night? Did you feel like moving any time during that one?
Well, something was moving. I don't know. I like 30 Days of Night. I'd read the graphic. I thought it was a pretty decent adaptation of the Steve Niles, Ben 10, Temple Smith graphic novel. It had a very odd sense of time because it didn't feel like it was 30 Days of Night. It felt like it was 2 hours of night. Like the time was so compressed. So I thought it was just okay. I thought, you know, what's his face was good. I'm terrible with names.
Josh Hartnett? Dude,
Josh Hartnett, the guy from 40 Days and 40 Nights, is now down. He's losing. He lost 10 days, and now he's doing 30 Days of Night.
I just thought this movie needed more action. I never read the graphic novel, so I really didn't know much about it other than it took place in Alaska. Mm-hmm. But I'm sitting there going, these are the worst vampires I have ever met. They suck.
Yeah.
Slow.
Yeah.
Methodical. But I thought the plot to get them there was really good.
Yeah.
About sneaking in the oil pipes, I think it was, if I remember. And then that's how they got to Alaska. I thought that was kind of...
No, they came across on a ship.
In the movie?
Yeah.
I thought they came through the pipes.
No.
Oh, see, that tells you how much I remember about this.
They came across on a ship, and then... they remember at the beginning, there was a guy that wandered into town, and he said, everybody's going to die.
Remember that.
But he was on the ship with them. He got them there from Russia.
Oh, I misunderstood. Maybe I would like the movie better. I doubt it.
Okay, probably not. I liked it, but it was okay.
I must become a vampire. Oh, who cares?
Maybe he could team up with
I just thought this movie was slow, boring. Nothing happens.
Okay. Well, something happens. Everybody dies.
That was about it.
Yeah.
Meet the Cloverfield monster. I'll have them finish 15 minutes quicker.
That would have been cool, actually. They had a Cloverfield monster. Anyway.
It felt like watching Cloverfield.
I still liked it. I thought it was okay.
Too slow for me. Very slow.
Change of pace?
Yeah,
what do you think of Walk Hard?